Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2853, A Guide to Finding Yourself, part 2, by the PsychAlive team at psychalive.org. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to OLD, where I read articles to you with permission from the authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2852. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. A Guide to Finding Yourself, part 2, by the PsychAlive team at psychalive.org. Number 3, think about what you want. There's a tendency in life to focus on the negative. Many of us fall too easily into victimized thoughts and complaints about our circumstances and surroundings, rather than orienting ourselves toward positive goals, strategies, and solutions. Put simply, we think a lot about what we don't want instead of concentrating on what we do. Knowing what we want is fundamental to finding ourselves. Recognizing our wants and desires helps us realize who we are and what's important to us. This may sound simple, but most of us are, to varying degrees, defended against our feelings of wanting. We may feel guarded because we don't want to get hurt. Wanting makes us feel alive and therefore vulnerable in the world. To truly live means we can truly lose. The experience of joy and fulfillment can be met with feelings of anxiety and, on a deeper level, profound sadness. Getting what we want can also make us feel uncomfortable because it represents a break from our past. It can make us feel guilty or spark a sea of self-critical thoughts that tell us, who do you think you are anyway? You can't be successful or fall in love or feel relaxed. In order to honestly discover what we want in life, we must silence this inner critic and drop our defenses. As an exercise, when we're having a lot of negative thoughts like, I don't want this or that, we try to shift our thinking to what we really do desire. If we're fighting with our partner and thinking, you never hear what I say, you don't care about me, we can instead think about or even communicate on a level that genuinely conveys our end goal. I want to feel listened to, seen, and loved. Changing our outlook in this way makes us feel more in touch with who we are. It strips us down to our more basic desires without the unnecessary layers of defense that divert us from our core values and truest selves. Number 4, recognize your personal power. When we know what we want, we're challenged to take power over our lives. No longer are we engaging in a spiral of negative thinking that tells us all the things that are wrong with the world around us or all the reasons we can't have what we want. Instead, we are accepting ourselves as a powerful player in our own destiny. Harnessing our personal power is essential to both finding and becoming ourselves. Dr. Robert Firestone says, quote, personal power is based on strength, confidence, and competence that individuals gradually acquire in the course of their development. It is self-assertion and a natural, healthy striving for love, satisfaction, and meaning in one's interpersonal world, end quote. Knowing our personal power means recognizing that we have a heavy effect on our lives. We create the world we live in. To create a better world means shifting our outlook, feeling empowered, and rejecting a victimized point of view. Dr. Firestone has further illustrated 6 aspects of being an adult. Experience your emotions, but make rational decisions when it comes to how you act. Formulate goals and take the appropriate actions to achieve them. Be proactive and self-assertive rather than passive and dependent. Seek equality in your relationships. Be open to exploring new ideas and welcome constructive criticism. And take full power over every part of your conscious existence. 5, silence your inner critic. To be an adult, we must also break the ways we self-parent, either by criticizing or soothing ourselves. Dr. Firestone advises that we stop listening to our critical inner voice. This destructive thought process can be made up of a judgmental attitude that tells us we aren't good enough to succeed or don't deserve what we want, or a soothing seeming attitude that tells us we don't have to try or that we need to be taken care of or controlled. By recognizing and standing up to this internal enemy, we learn not to be parental or childish in our lives, but to find our real selves and know our strength and ability. As mindfulness expert Dr. Donna Rockwell points out, to generate a quote, state of upliftedness that makes everything else possible, that creates the go-for-it spirit we crave, is to subdue the doubting mind by disarming negative thoughts, end quote. 6, practice compassion and generosity. Mahatma Gandhi once said, quote, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others, end quote. In addition to improving our mental and physical health and lengthening our lifespan, generosity can enhance one's sense of purpose, giving our lives more value and meaning to us. Studies even show that people get more joy from giving than from getting. If we want to find our way in life, it's beneficial to practice generosity as a mental health principle and take on a compassionate attitude toward ourselves and others. People are generally happier when they create goals that go beyond themselves. These individuals show care and concern for others and practice generosity. As you go about your life, try to maintain what Dr. Daniel Siegel refers to as a Cole attitude, in which you're curious, open, accepting, and loving toward yourself and your personal journey. 7, know the value of friendship. We do not choose the family we are born into, but often we assume that this family defines who we are. While as children, we have little say in where we spend our time, throughout our lives, we can choose who and what we want to emulate. As adults, we can create a family of choice. We can seek out people who make us happy, who support what lights us up, and who inspire us to feel passionate about our lives. This family may, of course, include people we are related to, but it's a family we've really chosen, a core group of people who we consider true allies and friends. Creating this family is a key component in finding ourselves because who we choose to surround ourselves with has a profound effect on how we relate in the world. Having a support system that believes in us helps us in realizing our goals and developing on a personal level. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, A Guide to Finding Yourself by the Psych Alive team at psychalive.org. Thank you again to the team at Psych Alive. Their authors are usually PhDs or high-level experts in psychology. It's nice to be able to read from them. But if this list was a bit overwhelming, as usual with these types of posts, I'd recommend just going with one that struck a chord with you or even sounded easier than the rest. Difficulty can be a huge hurdle to get started. I know I tend to procrastinate on things, especially if it feels like a massive project. So choosing the simplest one could help. As an example, silencing your inner critic, that might not be the one I'd personally start with. While it's great advice, it's not easy. Although most of this stuff isn't easy, but you get what I mean. This can take a lot of time and effort to work through, possibly with a therapist or expert, maybe with some journaling and or meditation, but it would take a good amount of time. It could take years even. On the other hand, maybe just being even a little bit more generous today leads to insights tomorrow. That's something you can try right now. But in any case, hopefully it was helpful for you. And with that, thank you for being here and being generous with your time and listening every day along with me. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.